This time round, I shine a spotlight on Just For One Day, the Live Aid musical, which is on at the Shaftesbury Theatre London and is currently booking all year until January 2026, with an audio-described performance that takes place on Tuesday the 30th of September at 7:30pm with a touch tour beforehand. A very warm welcome to you to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The promotional material for the show states, 40 years on, discover the story of Live Aid in a whole new way, in London's West End, at Just For One Day, the Live Aid musical. The show's world premiere production blew the roof off the Old Vic in early 2024, when it became the theatre's fastest-selling musical ever. This exhilarating night out rocks in all the right ways, with hit songs by Bob Dylan, David Bowie, The Who, U2, Queen, Madonna, The Police, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Diana Ross, and many more of the iconic artists who made history at charitable concerts in London and Philadelphia. Material ends. This is a musical based on the legendary Live Aid concert that took place in July 1985, and it was always going to be a tall order, and whatever produced was never going to please everyone. So, going by some of the recent reviews, that is certainly the case. But what this interpretation, which is on in Shaftesbury Theatre in the West End, does is it celebrates this history of that day. Its after effects and the hearts it touched, who still think back on it affectionately decades later. The concept revolves around an array of characters either involved in making it happen or attending the event and inclusion of Bob Geldof, that's portrayed by Craig Ells, is the glue that actually holds it all together. An impressive ensemble of 20 singers, performers, make up the cast of characters, and the musical performers, which helps to... the show adopt its big epic sound with large chorus and multiple harmonies. At times, it's like being at a stadium rock concert. The majority of the cast have changed from its debut, and some of the dynamics and energies of the ensemble feel different, but it's still an amazing good feel experience with a story to tell. And Julie Atherton reprising her role as Margaret Thatcher is an absolute standout and memorable stage moment. The inclusion of George as Midger, no relation, is also worth a mention, as his vocals and uncanny resemblance light up the stage every moment he graces it. Just For One Day is a line taken from the David Bowie song Heroes, and this captures the essence in a nutshell. And the show is a jukebox of some of the most memorable songs from the 80s, most famous for their inclusion in Live Aid, which includes Rocking All Over the World, Dancing With Tears In My Eyes, True, Every Breath You Take, We Are The Champions, Radio Gaga, I Don't Like Mondays, and Let It Be. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you, a grid consisting of 6 rows of 16 bright lights dominates the front of the stage against a black backdrop. As the show starts, these rise and the band is seen on a raised platform at the back, and a seating area in front is where the ensemble perform together, and this moves back and forward. This is enhanced by video projection at the back, which conveys scenes like the African sky or thousands of spectators filling Wembley Stadium. An audio-described performance for those visually impaired is really beneficial, as it will provide insight and clarity due to the multiple amount of changing characters played by the ensemble and lots of costume changes and video projections. It also highlights which character is performing at a given time and helps to provide clarity and understanding, with a touch door enabling a close-up feel of the set, props and costumes, an overview and the ability to ask questions, and perhaps some of the cast coming along to meet you too. This takes place on Tuesday the 30th of September 2025 at 7:30 p.m. and there'll be a touch door with the time to be confirmed. If you have any access questions or would like to book tickets for this, call the box office on 0207 379 5399. You can also find out a whole host of further information around access by visiting the website www.shaftesburytheatre.com. The Shaftesbury Theatre, not far from Tottenham Court Road, is a wonderful venue which is one of the last great independent theatres in London. It's very committed to accessibility and making theatre equal for all, with a very well-trained and welcoming front of house staff who will assist in any way they can. So if you have a question or need support, always ask. As you enter the foyer, the box office and cloakroom is on your right. The recent renovations to the theatre allow increased accessibility. The newly installed lift allows guests with mobility issues to access seats in the stalls. The entire stalls level, including toilet facilities, has step-free access. There are 8 locations in the stalls for wheelchair users and their companions to be seated. These can be booked online. Assistance dogs are welcome in the auditorium with you or can be looked after by theatre staff. To find out what else is showing in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk.